Welcome. Here's Fred Kuhn and our next guest. Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. LinkedIn strategies for getting what you want. That's our topic. And our expert today is Andrew Coe. Andrew is an executive recruiter, career coach, global career development facilitator, and co-author of the new book, Leveraging LinkedIn for Job Search Success 2018, which is a step-by-step book on how to use LinkedIn for job search and researching to find the right people on LinkedIn. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Well, I guess we'll get right into the subject. LinkedIn, as we all know, is the main search engine for finding what you want when it comes to people. So I'll ask you the question, what's the best way to put yourself out there on LinkedIn?
Well, you know, the best way to put yourself out there and really utilize the site, I mean, it's a tool, right? And like any tool, it's about how you use it. So first and foremost, it's a network. So you want to network. And we've all heard that networking is hands down the best thing that you can be doing in your job search and in your career, really. Right. So, yeah, you want to be networking just like you would go to networking events or just, you know, network in, you know, or your industry. Use LinkedIn to network. And there's a lot of different ways of doing that. But, yeah, you want to be talking to people, connecting with people and really building professional relationships.
So give me a couple of examples of how you would network on LinkedIn.
Right. So connecting with people you already know, that's the easy part. But you want to, you know, you want to search out and connect with people that you perhaps don't know that would be strategic for your career. And there's a, you know, there's many ways of doing that just by simply using the people search option for LinkedIn, you know, just going in there and, you know, this is the, you know, this is perhaps my target company that I want to be in or my target industry, or, you know, you find out who do you know at your target company, right? Or utilize groups. That's a huge part of LinkedIn that I use often, right? There are groups for just about everything out there. I know there used to be at least 64 groups on just land surveying alone. And the only way I know that is because I was working with a veteran client of mine who was interested in land surveying. I looked it up, right? But there are hundreds of thousands of groups out there on any given topic. So, you know, join those groups, start conversations. That's a great way of connecting with people and you know, getting on people's radar.
So if I am out there interested in connecting with people, should I connect with just everyone? Should I allow everyone that wants to connect with me to click OK, connect, or how does that work?
This is a good question. You have a responsibility to vet each and every connection request that comes in. You know, if they're in your industry, and you know, my standard practice is if they're in my industry, I probably will connect with them if they've requested to connect with me. But I really appreciate when somebody takes the time to write an actual message to me, especially, you know, if I don't know who they are, right? I want to know why they want to connect with me, right? And people should do the same thing. You know, you should not just connect with just everybody, right? Connecting with people you know already, that's one thing. You might not need to write a connection request to your sister, right? Say, hey, sister, you know, we have the same mother. You know, you wouldn't do that. But people that you don't know, you ought to write them a message, let them know why you want to connect, right? It's like, hey, I see that we're both in the same industry, or maybe we work for the same company, but we're on two completely different sides of the country, right? And I would love to connect with other people in my you know, industry or whatever that might be, right? A quick little note to let them know that you're not trying to sell them something, right?
Yeah, some of the notes that I get, hi, I see we're in the same industry. Let me know how I can help you. I immediately flag that as somebody who's trying to sell me something. And when they say, how can I help you? I do this, I do that. And it just looks like a sales pitch. So yeah. That's a topic probably for another podcast, is how to structure those so they don't look like sales pitches.
Yeah.
I know personally, Andrew, that I have probably 100 requests or more a day. And I probably take 5 or 6. I don't take web developers. I don't take SEO people. I don't take any of that. Those folks that are not going to help my clients network, right?
Because I see that too.
Yeah. Same thing. So should I put my resume on LinkedIn? And if I do, why would I have a resume there if I have a LinkedIn profile? What's the difference? Should there be a difference?
Short answer is no. I would say no. don't put your resume on LinkedIn. And here's why. Because, you know, we've been taught to always target your resume to the position that you're applying to. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all resume. You're always tweaking your resume to match the job description, to match the job that you're applying to, right? And we often see so many resumes in what we do that are grossly unqualified or just nowhere near what, you know, what they need to be, right?
Yeah.
So you always want to target your resume to the job that you're applying to. If you have the problem with having a resume on LinkedIn that people can just see right away, well, there's the resume and, oh, this guy's not qualified, or it's just not, you know, it's not the right profile or whatever it might be. And they disqualify him right on the spot. You don't have an opportunity to sell yourself. You don't have an opportunity to connect with that recruiter or whoever the hiring manager might, or whoever they might be. You know, they're just going to look at your resume and disqualify you just on, you know, a few seconds of reading it, right? So you want to have a chance to market yourself to that person. Let them ask you for your resume.
The thing that we tell our clients is that the resume and the LinkedIn profile are very different documents. They should not be a mirror image of each other at all. The resume does one thing, performs one function, but the LinkedIn profile is, what's your value? So it's a very different document.
Yeah. You wouldn't use pronouns in your resume. You wouldn't say I do this, right? Or I am passionate about this.
Correct.
On your LinkedIn profile, you can do that, and it's encouraged in some cases.
It's almost like having a conversation with a listener you don't know, a reader you don't know. I joined this company and we did a turnaround and achieved this and went to a public action on the results, et cetera. So it's a very different document.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you can add rich media too, right? And you can add examples of your work, or if you're a public speaker, you can, hey, this is me speaking as a keynote speaker at this conference, or here's photos, here's my certification and training gamification or whatever it might be, right?
Right.
So you can add so much more to that, right? And
For example, you can add this podcast to your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Okay. Folks, our guest today has been Andrew Coe. And you can read all about Andrew and his credentials and how to get a hold of Andrew through his LinkedIn profile and his company, The Lucas Group. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.